The next patient is Ruth Woodard. The last name is W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Ruth, R-U-T-H. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This patient has remained with stable kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 16, and the estimated EFR is oscillating between 57 and 62. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number 2, the patient has a significant elevation of the cholesterol with a family history that is consistent of coronary artery disease and severe peripheral vascular disease. The patient has second thoughts regarding the administration of statins. In a patient with this hyperlipidemia, history of hypothyroidism, history of arterial hypertension, and the family history should be evaluated by cardiology. For that reason, I'm going to take the liberty to refer her to Dr. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, for cardiovascular evaluation and stratification, period. Following number, the patient has a tendency to hyperglycemia. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. The glucose is 116. We continue to monitor this situation. Following number, the patient is complaining of low back pain. And when I had the evaluation of the lower extremities, the patient has the dorsalis pedis and the posterior tibialis is 1/4. And the blanching test in the toes is more than 3 seconds. For that reason, I'm going to order peripheral vascular studies in order to determine the possibility of peripheral vascular disease. The patient is advised to continue the follow-up with Dr. Maxwell as the primary care physician, and we are going to send the dictation and the evaluation from this office for him to be informed. We are going to reevaluate the case. In 3 months, we are going to order the thyroid profile. This patient at one time was taking a levothyroxine. The recent laboratory workup that was done on December the 5th of 2023, the T3 is 4, the T4 is 1, and the TSH is 4.48, which is starting to go up. Re-evaluation in 3 months. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.